Magazine.
The world-famous Czech model Petra Němcová introduced an unusual item when she appeared as a special guest at the Czech Republic's biggest golf tournament, the Moravia Silesia Open, a few days ago. Němcová, who admitted having no interest in the sport, took part in the first public presentation of a diamond-encrusted golf ball at the clubhouse at Čeladna in South Moravia. It was especially made for the European PGA Tour. "It's very light," the girl from Karviná said of the golf ball, which features over 400 diamonds and is apparently worth 20 million crowns, that's over $1 million. So not everyone's feeling the effects of the crisis then. Petr Orbán is hugely popular in the Czech Republic for often crude cartoons that tend to revolve around beer and sex. A year ago, a few eyebrows were raised when the cartoonist was commissioned to illustrate a new version of Jaroslav Hašek's classic book, The Good Soldier Švejk and His Fortunes in the World War. Now Orbán is taking on another great Czech author. He's doing the illustrations for a new edition of Jan Neruda's Tales of the Little Quarter, a collection of short stories published in 1878. The cartoonist told Lidové noviny that he'd been helped by Neruda's great attention to detail, adding that he used pictures of the Malá Strana of the 19th century to recreate the writer's world as faithfully as possible. The first ever Czech woman to win an Oscar, Markéta Irglová, has kept a rather low profile in the Czech Republic since she and her now ex-boyfriend Glenn Hansard took the statuette for Best Song last year for Falling Slowly. Recently, however, she released a track on an album of songs from her hometown of Valašské Meziříčí. The CD is called Valmez 09, after the town's common abbreviation. The composition isn't a solo effort, though. Markéta and her younger sister Zuzana, who's 19 and also a great singer, recorded under the name New Partner, no doubt after a cover version she and Hansard have often performed together. One of the most horrific crimes uncovered in the Czech Republic in recent years was the murder by a male nurse of 7 hospital patients, whom he injected with a drug called heparin. Petr Zelenka will spend the rest of his life in prison for the killings, after being sentenced last year. Czech film director Dan Svatek was quick off the mark in taking inspiration from the story of the heparin killer, the news website idnes.cz reported this week. His movie Hodinu Nevíš, very loosely You Never Know When, isn't a straight retelling of the story of Petr Zelenka, and the main character doesn't bear that name. Nevertheless, Svatek said it had been made in consultation with Zelenka's lawyer, who relayed what the notorious murderer did or didn't want to feature in the picture. Another of the Czech Republic's best-known prisoners, probably the best-known, has also provided inspiration for filmmakers. Jiří Kajínek achieved a certain notoriety, or cult status for some, after he escaped from jail twice in the 1990s. Director F.A. Brabec is helming a biopic of Kajínek, who is said to do 200 push-ups a day and has the barrel chest to support that assertion. Russian actor Konstantin Lavronenko, a previous recipient of the Best Actor Prize at Cannes, has taken the main role. Some believe Jiří Kajínek is an innocent man who should never have been imprisoned in the first place, The film's producer told the news website Aktualnia.cz that their version of the story leaves enough room for various interpretations. There's gold in them there Hori. At least there's enough gold in Zlaté Hory, the gold or golden mountains in the north of the country, to make it the venue for an annual gold panning competition. Around 200 prospectors took part in this year's contest, the 16th, which was won by Jan Hrabowski from Slovakia. The trophy he took home last weekend is named the Mayor's Golden Pan. That said, neither he nor the other competitors actually found that much gold. Between them, their tally was 20 grams. Vesmírenka is a word rarely used in Czech. In fact, a Google search turned up only 4 examples. That's because the concept of a Vesmírenka, which means ticket to space, is so new. The Czech news agency used it recently in a report about the fact that a Prague company has sold 4 tickets for suborbital flights sometime in the future on a planned Virgin Galactic spacecraft. The firm called TIP Agency says the tickets have been bought by people based in the Czech Republic and Slovakia, but refuses to break the figures down. Whoever the buyers are, they must have relatively deep pockets. One Vesmírenka costs 3.6 million crowns. That's $200,000. Finally, the iconic French car, the Citroën 2CV, which was produced from 1949 to 1990, has different nicknames in different countries. The Dutch call it the duck, while the Flemish call it the goat. For Danes, it's the rocking horse, and in former Yugoslav states it is, according to Wikipedia, the little freak. And if any of those nicknames make sense to you, you've got a healthier imagination than I do. In any case, Czechs go Dutch in this respect, referring to the 2CV as kachna, or duck. This I know because over the last few days, the Czech Republic has been the centre of kachna enthusiasts' attention, with 3,000 of the vehicles from 36 countries descending on a racecourse in the North Bohemian town of Most for the 18th International Meeting of 2CV Friends. Among the attractions, a broad range of accompanying events, including live music, and apparently amateur and professional spare parts markets.